This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child.
That was Elizabeth Warren's brother, apparently, in childhood.
Yeah, right.
I remember that. That was one of the classic lines. Probably they couldn't make a movie that said that. Steve Martin and the Jerk.
You know, it was on TV the other day.
No, was it really?
Yeah, or on some of the some station they had the Jerk on. Yeah.
I don't need anything but this lamp and this chair. Anyway, and my DNA test. All right, Richard Pearl, everybody, is with us on the program right now. Richard Pearl is back, and what do the kids say? No, they're not going to say that again. They're actually going to be happy. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Richard, my friend, my buddy, two of the three aminos. Again, every time we're together, we got to acknowledge our long-lost brother, our dearly departed Liam Sheff. I don't mean to bring anybody down, just we acknowledge imagine if he were here talking about Elizabeth Warren's DNA test. Oh, my gosh.
He would call it official stories.
Oh, yeah. This would be another classic official story. And you on your show, I understand, did you bring this up the other day, or was this before your show on Saturday when this was all happening?
No, I didn't bring this up. I brought up some other stuff on Don Lemon and, you know, how they behaved towards Kanye West and so forth. I did a lot of that stuff. My show is supposed to be health talk, but we keep going political and economic because, you know, that's a background of mine. So, and people it, so we keep doing it.
The fact of the matter is we talk about health on all levels, and that includes political healing and economic healing here. So you're welcome anytime, you know, my friend. So on this Elizabeth Warren thing, I find it last hour we were really taking the high road because I had my friend Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. We were talking about, hey, we're all spiritual beings having human experiences. We can get caught up and trapped in these divisions. And even a bunch of herbalists in North Carolina who she spoke with last week were all about, oh, the white privilege and the black this. And the, you know, I'm like, what about the plants? Are you here for the plants and for the plants or here for the people? They don't care what color you are. And now we got Roseanne. After Roseanne doing that, I've got Richard Pearl, another R word. We're not going to probably be as high and highfalutin and spiritual, but we're going to try.
We're taking the low road, baby.
Oh, okay. Let's just call it what it is, Richard.
That's it is. I like to dig in the weeds occasionally.
So she takes a DNA test. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren from Massachusetts, and according to some of the news articles, and Mike Adams, our buddy at Natural News, put this out. He says, according to the DNA test, she has less Native American DNA than the typical white European American.
It's worse than that. My wife is Persian.
Yeah.
She has no, her whole family history goes back whatever thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Never was in the United States, ever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, up until, you know, whatever years ago, 40 years ago. My wife, who has, you know, Iranian blood in her and whatever else in that region, has more Native American Indian in her than Elizabeth Warren.
What? A Persian wife from Iran? More than, okay, this is making less than no sense here.
Well, listen, Elizabeth Warren is the whitest white person in the United States. In fact, what everyone is not talking about is they didn't find Native American blood. They use characteristics from Colombians, Peruvians, and Mexicans. So it's very possible she has zero Native blood because that's not what they looked for. They looked for anything with certain types of Indian characteristics, and all they could come up with is 1/64th to 1/1024th of something, but they didn't have Cherokee. They didn't check against Cherokee. They didn't check against Delaware Indians. All they checked about were something that was some form of Indian, and she failed miserably. I got sheets. I got bright white sheets that I don't use Tide, but let's pretend I did because they used to make things bright white.
Yeah.
Those sheets are not as white as Elizabeth Warren. Casper wants to learn how to be as white as Elizabeth Warren.
But she took advantage of this so-called, what she claims to be a claim within her family lineage, that somewhere along the line there was some Cherokee blood in there. But it turns out, and Super Don, you also found an article about this, that it was even worse than that. Not only is the Cherokee Nation going after her, going, man, this is ridiculous, but it turns out that one of her ancestors, like her great-great-great-granddad, was one of the militiamen in Tennessee that helped round up Cherokee to establish the beginning of the Trail of Tears.
That's correct.
I don't know why she doesn't want to identify that part of her ancestry. She should
be proud of it.
That's right.
She should stand up and say, not only was I an Indian, but my grand pappy pappy smappy, he actually escorted my own family out through to the Trail of Tears out to Oklahoma.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We should
right.
play
and
the
you
music.
Know,
Oklahoma, where the blah 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 blah.
Where Elizabeth
Speaking
Warren's great granddad.
Space Ghost is whiter. Yeah. It's not as white as
Space Ghost. Yeah.
Yes.
Space
right.
Ghost.
That's
so
super.
So here's the thing. In 1993, the Hartford Crimson reported the law that the law school faculty voted to offer tenure position to visiting professor of law Elizabeth Warren, and they celebrated this by the fact that she would improve the diversity. And then in 1995, the same Harvard Crimson celebrated Warren as a Native American. And then in 1996, the Fordham Law Review celebrated Warren as Harvard's first woman of color. And then in 1999, the Affirmative Action Plan book published by Harvard that appears to identify Warren as a Native American. Her name's not listed anywhere, but she was the only one that fit that category.
Mm-hmm.
So here you go. This woman, by the way, up until she went for Harvard, she never claimed that she was Indian. She always claimed that she was white. And after she got her tenure, she dropped the Indian part. And as far as I know, she never went to any Indian events. She didn't look out for the Cherokee people, and she didn't do the Delaware people either. So she's 100% fraud. Like most of the Democrats that were in the judicial hearings the other day, they're wannabes, but they're not.
Yeah.
They're just, it's absurd.
If I was Trump, I would so hope and pray that Elizabeth Warren is the Democratic nominee.
She won't be, because the Democrats will tear her apart first.
Yeah,
Liawatha has no shot.
Liawatha. Hey, listen, some advocates of Native American sovereignty argue that DNA testing is unreliable and point out that a DNA testing company in 2017 found that a pet chihuahua had 20% indigenous ancestry. So
they
it could
found
be
out that Elizabeth Warren also had monkey in her, too.
Okay.
As a white person, we can say that.
Right. A white monkey.
He's whiter than
albino monkey.
I'm telling you, I'm looking at white paper right now. And they want to know how to get as white as Warren.
Wow.
Warren is the whitest person I've ever seen. There's nothing about her that says Indian.
No, nothing at all. Now, I'm going to step it up, try to take the high road for a moment, Richard, if you'll allow.
Okay, sure.
The pigment that you have or don't have is not who you really are.
Correct.
Again, this is the politics of division. This is the Hegelian dialectic playing itself out. This
Correct.
Is like pitting the white against the black against the red. And it's like, who are you really? And if you identify with your pigment, again, you are so far beneath what you really are spiritually.
Well, What she did was she wanted an edge, and this identity politics, especially of the Northeast, it's always about we need an edge on somebody. I'm surprised she didn't say she was part Asian. No, the Asians don't do well with the Harvard.
They're being discriminated against, I hear.
Yeah, they're being discriminated against. That'll go to the Supreme Court. I guess that'll be interesting given the court's makeup these days. But the thing is that people no longer want to be merit-based. They want edges. They want to get in somewhere, some club, whatever the club is, without earning their place. They want to all ride in the limo, but nobody wants to take the bus to get there. And that's the
sad
part.
You mean automatic entry, right? Well, again, this is the weakening of the American mind and the people. Now, we would argue, too, that, and you know, running a health food store, the people coming to see you, at least they're a little bit more engaged in wanting to take responsibility and control for their health. But before they come in, they have been just chewed up and spit out by big pharma, which is what? Basically granted a monopoly by big government, and big media plays along because the bulk of their big money comes from that. So
we have to talk about VASCEPA at some point because that ties into what you just said.
Sure. No, when we talk about prescription versions of dietary supplements or foods or even drugs that come from botanicals.
I had a conversation right now, I mean right before the show started, with this Indian doctor out west in Vegas. And one of my customers is from there. And he was on the phone, and he was trying to talk to me about VASCEPA because it's a pure EPA. And I said, okay, so how is it molecularly different than other EPAs? And he went off on this tangent. I couldn't understand some of the things he said, but he couldn't come up with something. He got so furious and upset, he hung up on me. But his argument was, it's FDA approved, and the other ones aren't. I said, okay, so if the other ones weren't effective at some point, nobody would have done studies on EPA to make it into a drug. Because what would be the point if it wasn't working? So I went to their website. So here's what they do. This is clever. VASCEPA, which is VASCEPA, it's pure EPA. That's all it is. And they took on one side they put VASCEPA, and on the other side they put common fish oil. And of course the common fish oil is golden colored, like it's got impurities, and the other one's just beautifully clear, like it's magical. And then it says on the left, with the common fish oil, most unproven fish oil supplements contain DHA. All of a sudden, DHA must be bad. Pure VASCEPA is, prescription omega-3. And one says FDA approved, the other one doesn't. One says you might have to take as many as 40 pills a day, when in fact, the one that my client had, you would have to take 5 pills versus 4 pills to get to the same number.
Whoop-de-doo. And by the way, the U.S. government has granted special drug status to a form of CBD, that's pure CBD. You get CBD in health food stores just as good, but it's not a prescription drug, and it won't cost you $40,000 a year.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, but he does. He does have a show. Richard Pearl, my friend. And I won't bring up the fact that I'm in radio because of him. He doesn't like it when I say that. So I didn't say
my
that,
show
Richard.
My show is called Pearls of Health. It's much better than your show.
Of course it is. That's right. And
actually,
and, you know,
it's better
course...
when you do my show because then I don't have to. You're actually a better host than I am.
See, now, listen, this is now I don't have to say anything because I was going to make sure he knew, but he already knows. So it's okay, folks. We love Richard Pearl here. And we got.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about vaccines?
Yeah, I want to talk about the flu shot specifically because we have an article today about us. You know, they're always doing surveys trying to figure out, well, why aren't people like take all everybody? Why doesn't everybody just blindly take a vaccine, right? And we're talking about this flu shot. The survey says half of parents are now coming to the conclusion that the flu shot causes the flu, right? Now, mm-hmm. I would argue that, as they say, oh, it doesn't, it can't, right? Because there's no live virus in the flu shot. Unless, of course, you're doing the inhalable version, which does have it. But whether it's the flu or flu-like symptoms doesn't really matter. Because I want to ask, Richard, how many of these doctors diagnosing the flu actually validate finding
it's just
flu viruses?
Symptoms.
Right. They're not saying what it is for. They say, oh, it's a flu. It looks like the flu. It must be the flu.
Yeah, they never do. But also, let's look at what's in them. You know, you've got the antifreeze, the formaldehyde, the aluminum, the glycerin, the lead, the cadmium, the MSG, the sulfates, the yeast proteins, the antibiotics, the acetone, neomycin, streptomycin, mercury, monkey kidney, etc. Do you really need that in your body? And especially if you force a kid to take 68 shots by the age of 12, is that really healthy to his neurological system?
No, hell no. I just got to say it right because, you know, listen, back down in Florida where you are, and the whole state, every corner has a drugstore. Not exaggerating. Every corner has a drugstore. And I'm thinking, man, we are really in rough shape. Of course, it weren't for people like you, my friend Richard Pearl, and health food stores like yours, there'd be nobody getting healthy here. Honestly, it's that bad. Now, of course, you go into a health food store, we've got things that'll help modulate and support immunity. But the survey, they're freaking out because they're like, oh, my gosh, they're getting information from unofficial sources, right? Which was Liam Sheff's whole point, official stories. People are starting to see through it. Survey also found 30% of respondents thought flu shot is a conspiracy. I don't know what that means even. If you say
here's
the flu shot
mean.
Is
a... They mean that, you know, if you wanted to eradicate a population, one of the ways you could do it is a flu shot. You could make people not be able to conceive. You could maybe make them die earlier or to get cancers or whatever. You might be able to do that. That's the conspiracy theory, which I think has some validity. Who, you know, they can engineer things into a vaccine. So who's to say, you know, I mean, this is, I'm not here to do, you know, the conspiracy, but the fact is they could engineer things in a flu shot and it would be deceptive. You wouldn't know why you had ended up with something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't follow the dots. So,
well, how many people have come into your store, Richard, who have gotten flu shots before meeting you and said, this is what happened to me after the flu shot. I'm never getting one again.
Well, that's happened a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of island people who come to the store. A lot of them don't do flu shots. And by the way, just on a separate thing, there's a product that we use a lot of. You wouldn't hear about it in other stores because they don't have the clientele, but there's a product called Dioscovite. It's for people with sickle cell, even people in crisis. It works so incredibly well, and there's nothing that works as well as that. Nothing. There's not a drug out there. There's nothing that works as well as Dioscovite. It brings oxygen to tissue. It helps the, you know, form the sickle cell more normal and so forth. But it is so immediately effective for so many people, and yet it's not a drug, and so nobody knows about it. It's like guinea hen. People don't know about, or, you know, the island people know guinea hen, or they know anamu if they're from, you know, South or Central America, or graviola, soursop, or guanabana, same thing. Mm-hmm. It depends on what region of the world you're in, but the medical people don't have a clue about any of this stuff. And they think, you know, everyone thinks that if you take a drug, somehow you'll be spared something. But drugs only hide things. It's like having bugs in a room, closing the door, and telling your guests the house is bug-free. It's just a stupid premise that people buy into because they're told by an authoritative person, this is okay, this is what you must believe. The drug that's going to kill you, take it anyway because the lady on the commercial smiling.
Yeah, 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Camels for those who smoke.
That's right,
good for
they
digestion.
Did.
Yes, good for digestion.
I thought it was just Dentene, but it's true. What you're saying.
No, smoking. 28% said flu caused autism, flu shot, or the flu. I'm not sure which one it is. It's a bit confusing, but regardless, folks, flu shots not allowed here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We don't ban a lot of things. I mean, you know it because Richard Pearl is on this show, so you know we don't ban a lot of things. But flu shots, no, they're not happening here on this show.
I'm going to have Robert... Space Ghosts to go after you.
Yes, Space Ghosts would come after me. RobertScottBell.com, links are up, including Richard Pearl, our good buddy. And we're going to talk about the 7 most deceptive marketing phrases trying to market you food. What are they not telling you when they're saying those phrases?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's #1 retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You
USA Radio News.
Saudi Arabia's young crown prince is again denying any involvement in the disappearance of a Washington Post columnist. That's according to President Donald Trump. All of this has many people rethinking our relationship with Saudi Arabia, including Senator Ben Cardin. He's a Democrat and on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined Fox News and was asked about the relationship the United States should have with Saudi Arabia.
The Saudis need to understand that to do business with the United States, that we're going to demand that there be respect for international human rights. And for reporters, I mean, they've been under constant attack.
Nevada brothel owner and state assembly candidate Dennis Hoff died today. That's according to the Nye County Sheriff's Office. He was 72 years old. The circumstances of his death remained unclear as he was found at his ranch Tuesday morning just north of Pahrump, Nevada. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 547 points. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, RobertScottBell.com, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If you miss a show, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Hello, my British friends, subjects of the crown. And, of course, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNLive.com. They'll have the archives up faster. And then YouTube, those of y'all watching on YouTube, we're glad you're here. Richard Pearl, my friend, do you have a website still?
It's horrible. We're fixing it, though.
E simply natural, is it?
Yeah, it doesn't work yet, but keep the thing because it's going to work in a little while. eSimplyNatural.com. But it will be set up and ready to go hopefully within a month.
Okay. And your show is
now... There's a picture, but it doesn't mean anything. You can't buy anything. Just call us at Simply Natural, 954-741-4045. 954-741-4045. And we'll we're like the Flintstones.
I love how cheap you are. You won't even spring for a toll-free number.
We used to have one, but it doesn't make sense anymore, does it?
No,
everyone
it doesn't.
Everyone has a cell phone. Tell me how that makes sense.
It doesn't make sense. I was just seeing
okay,
if I catch you,
so
catch you off guard.
I am being efficient like a good Republican. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, this is time to, let's say, dive into some more health discussion here. Because there's an article at Natural News, our good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, talking about popular corporate jargon for a world of dumbed-down consumption. Again, if you work and live in a health food store like Richard Pearl does, you have to deal with deprogramming the population that comes to you for help. I mean, they're sincerely looking, but you're like, no, that doesn't mean what you think it means. And Richard, you have to do a lot of deprogramming and reprogramming of the people coming to see you. Because they don't know. So when something like generally recognized as safe, which does have, I guess, some definition, grass. They said grass says, oh, this is grass, G-R-A-S, generally recognized as safe. The FDA stamp of approval slogan that means the ingredient is highly dangerous to human health. But the FDA refuses to run any tests, knowing that the results will cause the products containing it to be recalled. Now, there's leeway here because there are some things that are pretty safe. But there are some things that I'm going, I don't want to consume that, but yet it's considered grass. You ever run into that?
Yeah, but you know, the interesting is they commingle. So they'll take something like water, which is generally recognized as safe in theory, right?
Yes, yes.
And then they can put some polluted water in there, but it's water, so therefore it's generally recognized as safe, even though the water you're about to drink has formaldehyde in it.
Or fluoride, for that matter.
Or fluoride, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And chlorine. And then your thyroid doesn't work right because the iodine's not getting to the receptor. And then you end up with some kind of like weight gain or worse, cancer or hormonal imbalance of some type at the very minimum. And so, of course, it's generally recognized as safe because it was water.
Yeah. Here's my favorite.
You can hide a lot of things. Or you can test a chemical by itself, and then you test another one by itself, and they're generally recognized as safe. But if you put them together, it's nitroglycerin.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you're chewing on the nitroglycerin, okay? Now, here's my favorite.
If you're Wile E. Coyote, it's okay.
It's okay. You'll be back. No time at all. Safe and effective. How many times do we hear vaccines are safe and effective? The official CDC stamp of approval.
What does the word effective mean?
Yeah, well, they define it by not that you don't get the disease, but that they've elicited artificially an antibody response. And in that case, then they acknowledge it may be 15, like last year, 13% effective. But even if you have the antibody, it doesn't mean you won't get sick. Because it's, well, the immune system's more complex than that.
Well, now they're coming out with this universal vaccine. That's what they're working on.
Oh, yes.
I heard a commercial yesterday. They'll take some old guys, 65 and up. And by the way, for those of you who are old, that's politically incorrect of me. But you're old. Anyway,
well, geriatrically challenged, no?
Yeah, but I'm getting close to that, so are you. But anyway, so they were taking these 65-year-olds and up, if you were medically stable, they said, they would pay you like $900 so that they could give you meds and so forth, the vaccines to try some things, see if you still stay alive or if you, die an ugly death. Mm-hmm. And, people are going to flock to it because it's $900.
Well, yeah, it's they prey on those that are economically challenged, so to speak.
Right.
Or therapy naive. Now, safe and effective, you think about safe and effective. The things in the health food store, largely safe as can be. You talk about amount of deaths caused by things you buy in a health food store, you can usually count that on one hand with no fingers. Honestly,
right.
It's not happening unless
that's
people
true.
Abuse something or it's really a corrupted form that's not really a supplement. Because there's some are adulterated with like bodybuilding stuff that end up with drugs in them. That's not what I'm talking about here. But in terms of drug safety, 106,000 to 784,000 Americans die every year due to properly used, administered, prescribed, ingested drugs.
But safe
and effective.
Safe as used directly.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm talking if they're used correctly.
I know, but I'm saying, but they're used correctly. They're telling you the FDA is if you use them, they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you use them correctly, but the truth is they're not safe.
They're not.
So many people die Aspirin. And, I think 36,000 people die from aspirin or aspirin-like substances. So.
Yes, very true. And you look at Tylenol, number one reason why people in America check into the hospital ER with liver failure, acute liver failure,
alcohol.
Tylenol.
With alcohol.
Yeah. So, again, this is something that is very important to understand. In the meantime, homeopathy killed nobody. A lot of people claim, including myself, others around us, all of y'all probably have used it safely and effectively. The FDA is attacking our friends in the homeopathic community.
And it's generally recognized as safe.
Yeah. It's an insane world. This is an Orwellian use of language.
Because everything is, there's always somebody looking to game the system. We saw it during the hearing. You know, you had the Democrats saying, I believe her before she said a word.
Yeah.
And these were prosecutors, and some might have been judges, but they were lawyers, and they already believed the woman without any evidence, and there still is no evidence to support her claims, but because they had an agenda. So medicine is
sure.
That way. Look at the money in the medicine. Come on. Anybody can figure this out. It's like the doctor who was fighting with me today, Mahmoud, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
The guy was just, he was so upset. Because I kept asking him, how is your EPA different than my EPA? Show me, what's the difference? Well, how is the molecule different? Oh, but it's pure. Okay, I got that. So you're at 1,000 IUs, and I'm at 750. How is it different? Other than the milligrams. Oh, but yours has DHA. Okay, so DHA makes up part of your eyes and part of your brain, and it raises HDL, which scrubs LDL. How is that bad for you? And it helps with depression. Again, explain that. And he didn't like any of the questions, so he hung up on me.
But he's part of the crowd that says, ask your doctor if XYZ drug is right for you.
Right.
Which is
and
a code
the
for...
drug is dangerous, whatever the drug is.
Yeah. It's code for don't think for yourself, ask the expert who is an expert in what? Prescribing toxic medicaments that are patented and highly profitable to the pharmaceutical industrial complex and deadly to you. Number four on this list.
The drug is good. Let's look at it also to the other side. If you're in a life and death situation, drugs can be helpful. The problem is chronically, because
yes.
When you take a drug and you hide the symptom, you don't really get better, and you actually get worse because you have a false sense of safety. It's like if I hand Robert a fish every day, after a while he's going to think he's a fisherman. But if I forget to show up, all of a sudden he's starving.
Yeah.
You didn't like that one, did you?
I didn't like that one. No, it's okay. Number four on the list. I just want to make it through this thing with you because these are good. This is an education session. Sustainable and improves yield. When you hear that, they say, yeah, it's GMOs are going to save the planet. We're going to feed the world.
Roundup.
When the reality is biotech ends up using more of these toxic poisons on the plants, and it actually has lower yields that have been shown to be able to be made with proper care for the soil and organic-type farming. So it's a lie.
How about farm-raised fish? It uses like eight times the stock of wild.
Well, and they load them with antibiotics just to keep them alive. It's such a filthy environment in those places. All right, when you hear this, as a preservative or for added freshness, this means that they've added cancer-causing chemicals and dementia-inducing GMOs to your foods to stave off mold, fungus,
or
bacteria.
But they taste good.
I love what my buddy Dr. Michael Haley used to say. What preservatives are designed to do are kill things. Basically, stop the normal process of breaking down of substances
right.
that are food. And so you put that in your body, you're going to break down your own cells rather than sustain them. So if it says as a preservative or for added freshness, think twice about that.
You know, even pasteurization destroys the good bacteria that are necessary so we can absorb nutrients. And if we don't ferment foods anymore, so we don't get the proteins that are coming from that. There's a revival for it, of course, but it's still... I think what people don't realize, you know, especially people that are into this field like we are in the audience is that the thoughts that we have and the belief systems we have are really foreign or almost like from another planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not what the majority of people think. It's really alien to what other people think. So we all think that people get it because we're in this echo chamber of, you know, we care about what we're doing, but most people think Cheetos are like fine, healthy food.
Yeah, I know. That's right. It's important to remember that we once were raised on that kind of food. And I have to remind myself so that I can make a bridge to those that are just joining us. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. If you see
Thank
that
God.
Statement, Well, yeah. If you see that statement, a health food story, usually means it's true, whatever that statement is. Because if the FDA evaluates it, they'll say it's not true, and you'll do the opposite, and you'll be much healthier. The Fear and Death Administration, when they approve something, that's all you need to know. It could kill you.
By the way, you know, just on that vein, a lot of times you'll see on bottles things, this has not been FDA approved, or if, you know, check with your physician and so forth. You got to take some of this with a grain of salt. I have a prostate formula. This prostate formula is obviously for men, but it says if you're pregnant, considering getting pregnant, or nursing, consult your physician. Now, that's strictly there because of legalese. It's not because it makes any sense. Or you'll see products that say not for babies, even though it's for babies.
Right.
Things are just, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. If it's in a health food store, generally they're very safe and they're usable for obvious purposes. But, you know, there's such a litigious society that we're in, so you have to sometimes read between the lines. But things in a health food store are generally really, really safe. I've been in this industry 25 years. They're safe. I mean, again, I'm sure something isn't, but I don't remember which one that's currently available.
And you're not selling it. So if we look at this, there's regulation and then there's reality. You got to learn the difference. You got to learn the difference. Finally, use as directed or safe only when taken as directed. Now,
what does that mean?
That means take this drug as directed, you might die.
No, but it also means as directed. What if the guy's wrong? What if he's like retarded? What if he had a seizure as he was telling you how to take it? And you misunderstood him because he was having a seizure.
What if he's a medical doctor? That alone could be enough. Think about it, folks. Leading cause of death. All right, anyway, folks, we've got a life-sustaining scenario. You all like cookies? We're going to talk about a brand of cookies made by kids. You may or may not want to eat. You don't know what's in them? We're going to tell you after this break. Richard, don't guess.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, Sporal Chelation now available, as well as Far Infrared Sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. And link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So, she is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Yeah, she is for cookie. That's good enough for me. She is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, 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 start to sing.
We can't go a day without a little Cookie Monster action there. Richard Pearl, did you grow up on Sesame Street like I did? Be honest.
No, I didn't. I was a little more intelligent than that.
You cocky, you know what. All right, Super Don, he's with me. We had a little bit of Sesame Street in our history, the Muppets and Cookie Monster. Cookies are good, aren't they?
They are. And as Cookie Monster indicated there, C is for cookie. But yeah. C is also for a lot of other things.
Like down in South Florida, it's for cremation.
Cremation. C
is for cremation.
Yes.
That is so bizarre. I know you're going to go with cancer.
No.
But you went for the crematorium instead.
Yes, we did. In fact, because here's the story, Richard Pearl. You're going to love this. And by the way, you will not get cookies like this at Simply Natural's restaurant. There's going to be pure organic, good stuff. This one, though... Apparently, how old were these kids, Super Don, that made these cookies?
These are high school students, so, somewhere between, 14 and 18.
Okay, don't eat cookies from high school boys, because it's not going to be...
Don't even go there. They're just already, I think, you're going to the gutter, aren't you?
A little bit of grandpa was in the cookies, apparently.
Evidently, they had special vanilla icing.
I know it was.
No.
This is not that where that went. It actually, one of the kids' grandpas was cremated. They used his ashes in the cookie recipe. And,
did it give it an extra bounce?
I don't know why they did this. Super Don, you got to help me out. Why did they do this? Was this just a prank?
I was a high school student once, and I did some dumb things just to try and do pranks on people. Well, these guys. I guess they got together, they made some cookies, somebody got some of Grandpa's cremated remains, tossed it into the cookie dough,
yeah.
Made the cookies, took them to school, and handed them out to like 8 or 9 of their friends, and
later on, I guess,
got caught bragging about it or talking about it, and so the police are now investigating it, and it's funny because they did, you know, they've never had to deal with anything like this. This was in Davis, California.
Like, what code do you go to?
It's like, what do you charge these guys with?
Because it's purified.
It's recycled.
You know, I had my friend, Dead Ed. Yeah. We dumped him, we offered him to the ocean.
Right.
And, you know, it was powdered. It's not like you get a leg bone or something, but they only give you the parts that are easy to put in the water, and then it floated, and then it kind of glowed, and then it went in. I don't know that it really glowed, but it looked like it did.
I was thinking of Kevin Costner's Water World, where they just recycle the people into that mud stuff. But
it sounds like Soylent Green.
Yeah, that doesn't. I don't know if you kids have seen that movie, but folks, if your teenage boys are making cookies, do not let them out of your sight in your kitchen, so you know what goes into them before you accept and are willing to eat them.
But I think the code thing would be interesting. Like, what do you charge them with? Recklessly bad ingredients? I mean, it's bad taste ingredients, but I don't know. Is there any rule book that says you can't do that?
Right. I mean, they're going to have to rewrite the code. You cannot use Grandpa in the recipe. I mean,
it's Grandma?
I don't use Grandma. I'm just saying.
Grandma never lies, remember? Just ask the Democrats. So I'm thinking that would be something that might be helping the DNA.
Believe all grandmas. Listen, you know that hashtag believe all women or whatever it is?
Go ahead.
It was around the time of the
I know. Go ahead.
So, some of our super moms or mama bears out there are protecting their kids. Oh, all right, let me go into every doctor, every congressman, and tell them my story about how my kids were harmed or killed by vaccines. Talk about believe all women. You'll see how fast they say, oh, we don't believe you. Right? But this was never about believing all women.
It's for expediency that they believe them when it fits the needs.
And the narrative, right.
Yeah,
no.
The narrative, that's all it is. You know.
Not when it comes to harming children with vaccines. They won't believe all women, or men for that matter, or dads and moms, or grandmas and grandpas that shouldn't end up in cookies. Okay? I'm just saying. I think we made that clear.
Well, maybe
clear,
they were trying to do a version of Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents.
Yeah, when the cat knocked over the urn, that was Grandma.
Yeah. Right, I do remember
and
that.
And it urinated on the remains.
All right, yeah. Now, before we go any... Hey, the show's over. We made it. Richard Pearl, my brother. Consider yourself hugged. I can't wait to see you next week, my brother.
I'll look forward to it. I'll get you on Saturday.
All right, and give me that DNA test. I want to know if you have any Native American heritage, too. You and Elizabeth Warren. Okay. Power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.